For a moment. Let's just praise it. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I will give you, I want to tell you, it was a rough day. But that does not stop. The devil tried to stop me. He didn't stop me. Amen? And, you know, there's some things that's going on that we overcome. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes when the devil brings on the stress, we got to turn around and stress him out. And that's what we need to do, to stress out. And I'll be honest with you, I was stressed today. But tonight, I stress out the devil because he was trying to keep me from being right here. So I'm stressing out the devil and he's going to just cry a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, boo-hoo. Let's just give him a laugh. Go ahead, laugh. Huh? That's right. You got something? Do you have something? Thought you did.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What's going to happen here?
That's right.
And if he can get you in that mindset of fear, then he's got you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But you've got to get him in fear and look him in the face and say, hey, I don't care because I know what your future holds. I know what my future holds.
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, last week and this week been a previous message that the Holy Spirit had me minister because, you know, honestly, he hasn't given. There are some things, new messages coming up, but he brings some older ones back to my memory, like, is this what you want me to do? And some have heard it, some may not, but you know what? It's going to be a refreshing because there's a move of God taking place. So we're going to talk tonight about the move of God, what God is doing. Amen? So if you would go with me to Isaiah 43:19. This scripture, at one time, I was having a problem with. Because, you know, talk about God doing a new thing. Amen. But the fact is, we got to understand that the new thing that God is doing is not new to Him, it's new to us. And so, you know, we hear, God, new thing. I'm thinking, He don't change. But when I got a revelation of what this scripture was, I was able to, like, okay, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Notice that. In the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The desert where there's no supposed to be water. Amen. The Amplified, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now look at the Living Bible. For I'm going to do a brand new thing. See. Now, when he says see, what do? See. See. Amen. We're not talking about Spanish. We're talking about see. I have already begun. It's begun. It begun over 2,000 years ago. Even before, in the beginning it begun. God said, light be, light was. Amen? Hallelujah. I have already begun. Don't you see it? We need to say, Father, show me. Let me see what you're doing. If I'm missing it, let me see it. Because sometimes we are overlooking the simplicity of what God is doing. Amen? And what I mean by simplicity, it's God working. We wake up in the morning, we get into this trend, don't we? We get into this trend, we get up, have a coffee, read the Bible, and I'm not discrediting this, okay? We go out, go get in our car, go to work, do our thing, come back home. But what happens is we forget to but seek ye first. Allowing God to just show us, what do you have in store for me for this day? Amen. We get into this rut. We come home, may fix dinner or go out to eat or whatever, day after day after day, but we're missing something. Amen. We're missing something. Amen. You say, Father, what am I missing? Well, sometimes we're missing Him ministering to us. And I don't like to say trying, because the Holy Spirit is attempting. He's ministering, but He's attempting to get our attention. He's not trying. He's just attempting. He said, wake up. Amen. Sometimes He may cause us to like, what was that? Because He's getting our attention. Amen. So what we got to do is we got to say, okay, Holy Spirit, you're ministering. What am I missing? If I'm not receiving, I'm missing it. You know, if I'm not receiving, it's not Christian's fault that I'm not receiving. I am missing something. I'm missing a step by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Right. Right. Yes, He will. And then it'd be a glorious day. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we need to understand this as a body of Christ. I know we're learning this, but it's the fact, like Pastor said, do we want Him to mess our schedule up? Well, we, you know, go to work, we go ball game, we go store, we go this, we go that. 9 o'clock at night, we get home. Think about this. But what happens if the Holy Spirit messes up our day? Amen. Now, I'm not saying this is the Holy Spirit, but what happens if you get a call and someone's at the hospital? Everything changes just like that. I got to get there. That means my 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, my movie time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock goes away, and our focus, do I need to go up to the hospital? That's right. That's right. We don't do that with God. What if God gets your attention? You get the news about one being in, like Sister Lisa and Brother Craig, you know, we go. But that is not God getting our attention. He says, this is what is it. He's getting our attention. He says, go.
That's right.
Amen? Go. So, what happens? He gets our attention, we go. We do what He says to do. That's the work of God. That's the move of God. Amen? So what do? Find out what we're missing. See, the Holy Spirit's right there waiting on us to say, Holy Spirit, minister to me what I am missing. Because a lot of times we get too on the go. Like I said, we got a schedule. We run on Monday through Friday. We got service Wednesday night. We got Saturday we're doing this, and Sunday we got service. Now, I'm not discrediting services, but our time, we say we're busy. Who says they're busy? I can say that. But are we too busy for God? Right there. Yes, sir.
But you're hitting it. You're getting personal here.
Yes.
It's our time. Well, what about his time?
That's right. Because
we're messing with our time.
That's right. Because, you know, when we're talking about going to hospital, yeah, that changes everything. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay? But when God says, I need you to pray, mm-hmm, I'm too busy. Okay? We need to take our prayer time so serious. It's more important than going to the hospital.
Yeah. Come on.
Because if we take that more priority than anything, that means when we go to the hospital, miracles going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm reminded about what Brother Copeland ministered whenever, I think it was Ann or someone, was dying. And the Holy Spirit arrested him, just caused him to stop.
Uh-huh.
Because the fact is, if we're not ready to be at the hospital and pray for somebody, we're doing no good. We think in our mind, I got to get there. I got to go 90 to nothing to get there. But the Holy Spirit didn't say that. Yes, you're going. But you got to be prepared his way. Well, I can pray on my way to up there. Well, you know what happens when on your way up there? You might have someone pulled out in front of you and you're like, you might get going all of a sudden, yellow light, red light. You got so much distraction on your way that when we would just stop, say, let's take 5 minutes or even a minute. Let the Holy Spirit minister. When he ministers, you get the direction. And he says, go.
Building yourself up on your most holy faith while going to the hospital.
Exactly right. Because a lot of times, on to the delays like going to the stoplight, you may spend 5 minutes there.
Yeah.
There's that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You might have someone pull out in front of you, come all the way to the stop. There's your 2 minutes. So what happened? That's almost 10 minutes, right? So we could have saved that time by just stopping 5 minutes. 2 minutes, say, Father, show me what I need to do.
Yes. Yes.
Seek him first.
That's right.
Because the thing about it is what we forget this. He already knows what's getting ready to take place.
Right.
We're trying to guess his move. We're trying to guess his move when he says, seek me first. You know, we talked about this past what? Probably a year. Matthew 6:33, right?
Uh-huh.
Seek me first. When we seek him first, then he gives us the plan. This is my plan, go. Then we go up there. We pray for him. And guess what? A few days later, a week later, they're home. Because we waited on the move of God.
Hallelujah.
We didn't open any doors for the devil to come in and stop us. We waited. He ministered. He said, go. And we did not get stopped one time. Every light we go through was a green light. Every time no one came out in front of us, you seen that they're going, you know, I'm babbling. I'm rattling on. But you know what? We got to get a point here is the move of God is perfect timing.
Every time.
Every time. So we got, yes, sir. Right. Absolutely. Exactly. You know, you go to the pastor's house, he's a wise man. Even in an emergency. Amen. Huh? Yeah, it's a hair. Do you have something? Did you?
I'm getting there.
But we got, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen. That's a promise.
We got to wait on the Lord for His move.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Now, the move of God may be Him moving us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, the new thing that He has in store is something we have not experienced yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got it right here. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sister Kim received the payment to pay off her house. She never had her house paid off before. That's a new thing. Yes. We get a new thing. When you pay off a debt, I'll be honest with you, it's not new to us because we've had ours paid off for a few years. Praise God. Amen. Oh, it is. And I'm bragging on God. Amen. Hallelujah. I will make a road through the wilderness of the world. Ooh, now we're getting deep on where we're talking about. The wilderness of the world for my people to go home and create rivers for them in the desert. Amen. The brand new thing God is doing isn't new to Him, but it is new to us. God is making a way in areas that don't look like there is any way. Have you seen that recently? I got a testimony here a little bit I'm going to share. The move of God is a mighty move. It's a strong move of God. What you have been believing for is going to manifest. Amen. Amen. So what do we do? Keep on believing. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. Is that right? We agree on that? All things? That means every testimony is testifying that He is able to do all things. He's able to get you a raise. He's able to get you a new job. He's able to get you a liens release. We all know what liens are, liens on vehicles. Being released, meaning paid off, or debt canceled, and they send you the lien release saying it's all yours. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is able. Amen. To him that believeth. I believe. I believe. If we will continue to believe it, even when it seems too hard. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I was in a moment of that today. It wasn't too hard. But the attack was like, come on, you know. Okay. Right before the victory, the devil will attack. Right before the victory, the devil will attack. So our victory is manifesting. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we will choose to believe, we will choose to receive. Let me read it again. If we will choose to believe, we will choose to receive. We will be able to do the things that people say are impossible. Amen. You know, you lay hands on the sick and they recover. That's impossible for us. But not for God. Because, you know, if I lay hands on Christian, I know I use her a lot. She don't care. I lay hands on her, she's not feeling well and healing. It's not me.
That's right.
People think, oh, Rusty healed him. No, I did not. I'm the vessel. He's the healer.
I'm the receiver.
You're the receiver. And also, she receives, Sister Terry can receive.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because the Spirit moveth.
Right.
His Holy Spirit moved. I pray. She's like, I received that. What was it, 20-some years ago, Pastor Hall? Someone received a word, and he said, I received that word. And his wife became pregnant. Because he said, I received that word. It don't matter. Holy Spirit is not. He looks for the faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, just because I say, Terry, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus, they don't put a name on it. I said, you're healed. Jack receives the healing too. So the Holy Spirit is like, who's got faith? Who's got faith? Amen. So what happens is, the Holy Spirit's moving.
Yes, he is.
He says, you know, just because I say Christian's healed, don't mean Brother Larry can't receive that. Well, it's on the name, it's on her name, not mine. Oh, no. Because the Holy Spirit is speaking. What happens is, he's waiting to see if someone else will receive it too.
He doesn't just stand in the corner looking for something to do.
Exactly. Go ahead, brother.
You remember when Scant was here a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And there was this one that got healed. He sighted himself that got healed when he was praying for somebody else.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. So it's like he received it. He was praying for Danielle. And Jack received it too. The move of God. The move of God. If thou canst believe. Get a hold. We may spend some time in this area, okay? I think the Holy Spirit, that's why the Holy Spirit says do this. Anyway. If thou canst believe. Sister, you're healed. You're healed.
Yes, she is.
The smile on her face blesses.
Yes.
Amen. Manifest is coming. Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. So what we got to do is say, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe. Uh-huh. But the devil says, you're doubting. You say, no, I'm not. The devil's trying to tell her she's doubting. What happens when the devil says you're doubting? He's lying. Brother Larry, I believe. The devil says, no, you can't believe. He's like, yes, I can. When he does that, he's telling you you're getting ready to receive it. And he's trying to keep you from receiving it. He's trying to keep you from receiving it. So when he attacks, they're like today, when he attacks, woo, hallelujah. Because, you know, I can't dance very much anymore, and I don't claim to be. But David danced before the Lord. You know why? David danced before the Lord. He magnified his name. What was that that Carmen said? Praise the Lord, your feet. So, don't ever let anybody criticize you for dancing before the Lord. Because you're dancing like the ones in Daniel in the lion's den. He could be dancing when he came out of it. Who knows? It's the move of God. Daniel received the move of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego received the move of God. David facing the Goliath received a move of God.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Whatever you're going through, you're going to receive. If thou canst believe, you're going to receive that move of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, Sunday evening, I believe it was, we started to praise the Lord for what he's done, what he's doing now, what he's about to do. When you praise him before it comes, that's telling God, I believe. I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All things are possible with God. Matthew 19:25. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's where our believing, that's where our sister has seen many things that wasn't supposed to happen, right? We all have seen a lot of times. And the testimony I'm going to give in a little bit, it's going to explain some things. Amen. God is about to save some people's lives that will shock family, friends, co-workers. This is a part of the move of God. The ones that you've been praying for to be saved, they're going to be saved. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. With God, nothing is impossible. Remember Mary, the mother of Jesus? Luke 1:35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. There you go on naming the seed. God named his seed. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her whom was called barren. Wow. Wow. There's a confirmation right there. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. If thou canst believe, amen. This is almost should be called that thou canst believe, but we do what the Holy Spirit says. He's got a point to point out here. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Now this is the greatest acceptance that I've ever seen. Besides Jesus coming to earth. Matter of fact, he may have told the Father, be it unto me according to thy word. But watch this. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. I believe. Amen. Because she was like, what matter of salutation are you coming to me about? What? It don't make no sense. I mean, when something is supposed to happen, now I'm not going to get... When the thing about when man and woman get together to take place, we know that. But she's confused. She was kind of like, this don't make no sense to me. But that didn't keep her from saying, be it unto me, according to thy word. See, we're not dependent on the physical seed. We're depending on the word seed. When we receive the word, right here, the word of God, the word seed, you have the manifestation already. When you receive this, you receive the manifestation. Praise Him before, praise Him during, praise Him after.
She asked a question.
Yes.
How can this be sin? I know no man.
Exactly.
And she accepted the explanation.
Absolutely. That's what we got to do.
Legitimate question.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if we have a legitimate question, ask. He'll let you know. Amen? Because she knew where she stood. I mean, anybody in their body knows where they stand. Okay? You know you can't jump off a building and fly. Okay? Not unless the Holy Spirit says, do it. Then He'll give you the... You say, Brother Rusher, that's far-fetched. Is it? Jesus walked on water. Peter walked on water. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her because she received. Amen. It's as simple as saying, be it unto me. God is calling you to do something, and you delayed it. Not me. Not me. What if Mary would have said, not me. It can't be me. No, I don't. She fights with him for 2 years, 3 years. That delays. So what happens is, if she would have fought God's word and not received it for 2 years, that means Jesus would have been delayed. Amen? So what we got to do, we got to make sure we're not delaying God, because what happens is, when we delay God, we delay someone else from receiving. You know, if we delay too long, he will use someone else, but you know what? We do not want to delay. Let's say, like I said, if he says, pray for that person after this movie. Well, it could be a 2 or 3 hour movie. Well, we just delayed that person from receiving because I wanted to watch a 2 or 3 hour movie. Then I'll pray. Amen? God may minister to you an impossible word. You know what? Every word that he ministers to is impossible for us, but not for him. But it's not impossible for him. Notice the impossible word that Gabriel, God's angel, it was a natural, impossible word, but notice what Mary said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She received the word, she believed the word, and she acted on the word. Amen. There's times that we're going to have to act on the word, even though we're having a hard time believing it. You say, "Father, help me. I will do. I choose to believe. I will yield to you. I will do what you say to do." Now, did Mary have all the understanding? No. No. I believe, really, she probably didn't get the whole understanding until Jesus was born. No, during the pregnancy, yeah, she received. But when she seen the manifestation of the Word, she realized she was the vessel. She realized, yeah, this may be my son, but this is the Son of God that will change the whole world. So what if we was not to delay receiving that gift? We birthed that gift, and it saves a nation. Yes. And she kept it to herself. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are called to touch the nation. We are called to speak it out, as he says to, "And the nation be one for the kingdom." Because his word says, "So shall my words be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the things whereto I sent it." Amen? So when we speak it, we're speaking what he says to speak. He speaks it through us. It goes. There's sometimes we may not see the manifestation. Then there may be a time, let's say, Brother Larry's not saved, and I speak a word, then he receives the salvation. Then he comes to me and says, "You know what? I heard you on whatever, TV, or I was in one of the services." I may not even know that he received. Then he comes up and says, "Thank you for your obedience to speak that word, because I was saved that night." Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She needs a lot of prayer. And I was like, whoa.
Yes.
If I had just dismissed it as a silly dream, I would have missed an opportunity.
Absolutely. So we got to make sure we don't dismiss it. If God says something, you know, I'm not bragging, but there's times you may see me kind of hold off for a moment and the Holy Spirit starts sharing something. We all need to do that. Amen. We all need to do that. And in the name of Jesus, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus bore. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The move of God, His healing power. Psalms 107:19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now this is one area that He reminds me of. Don't forget. Amen. Oh, verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, this is the most important even before you receive your healing. I praise you, Father. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.
Amen.
That sounds like a past tense, but it's not. It is a before, during, after. Amen. They amplified in verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivers them out of their distresses. He sends forth His word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Amen. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for His goodness and loving kindness and His wonderful works to the children of men. Father, we thank You for Your loving kindness. We thank You for Your work. We thank You and we praise You for what You have done. We thank You and we praise You for what You're doing now. And we thank You and we praise You for what You're about to do. Amen. Thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus. So there's praise in us that's got to be brought out. Amen. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. And it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Some people are needing to hear that tonight. He's heard your prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Oh, on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days. What did he say? I will what?
I will add.
He's not subtracting. I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Now let's remember. He said, I heard your prayer. And the devil tells you you ain't being heard. He says, I heard, God said, the Lord God Almighty says, I heard thy prayer and I have seen thy tears. Amen. In the time of our obedience to do what He says to do, we see the move of God take place. We must obey His word. God has heard your prayer. He has seen your tears. And He will heal you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Let's go back up here to verse 5.
Verse 5. Yes.
And I have seen that here. Behold, I will heal thee.
Yes.
Now, here's an instruction that on the third day, not the fourth,
right,
but the second.
Yes.
Up into the house of the Lord, and I will heal thee.
Mm-hmm. I had it through your God days, 15 years. If he had not, kept that appointment with God, he would never see it.
Right.
He would have died.
Amen.
So that's where we have to understand, when God gives us a time element, we better pay attention.
Exactly. And the emphasize on this, if we don't do what God says to do, he's not obligated to do anything.
That's right.
If we do not obey him, he's not obligated to do anything in our life. Because when we say, okay, I will do it. Now, I obligated myself to do what he says to do. Now, he obligates himself to manifest his word. He says, I will heal you. Amen. So what we got to do is we got to obey what he says. Amen. Third day. 3 days. Amen. He added 15 years. If I go up there for 2 days and I leave, I did not do what he says to do. Amen. Mary, if she did not do what the angel of God said, what would have happened? Where would we be at? May not even be here. It is. I mean, we're talking about, and I don't mean to freak anybody out, but we're talking about life and death situations. Life and death decisions. It may not be for us. It was for Hezekiah. It may be if someone is dying on their deathbed, what they call deathbed, and God says, go pray for them. What do I do? Do I obey? Because their life depends on my obedience. Why me? Because he said, why me? You know, how many people say, why me? Why me? Exactly. Why me, Lord? Because he says, I said so. Amen. Amen. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Now look at you. Hallelujah. So we see this. We see this. We're closing here for now. We're stopping here. Now, we went back to 2 Kings, but I want to reread the note. In the time of our obedience to what he says to do, we see the move of God take place. Again, in the time of our obedience, saying, I will. Be it unto me according to thy word. It makes no difference, Brother Larry, what he tells you to do. You say it's impossible. You say, I'll do it. Be it unto him according to God's word. What happens is God not only sets him up for a blessing, but he sets him up to be a vessel to change someone's life forever. It may not just be one person's life. What did Jesus do? He changed the world and continues to change it by God's lost sheep receiving Jesus as the Lord and Savior. You know, Jesus, going back to the garden at Gethsemane, Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will. He was saying what his mother said. Nevertheless, not my will. Be it unto me. Be it unto me. Let your will be unto me according to thy word, which is his will. Amen. So, when he says, going to the nations. You're like, I don't want to. Amen? But you say, be it unto me according to thy word. Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. Mary didn't say that. Father, if let this cup pass. And she said, of course, you're talking about a mother, even though she wasn't a mother. As soon as she received the word, she became a mother. When you get a word from God, you receive it as a mother. It makes no difference what medical says. Be it unto me according to thy word. Makes no difference what doctors say. Makes no difference what your bank says. Makes no difference what the people calling you up say, I need a payment. According to thy word. We say those confessions during offering time and tithe for a reason. It's not just something that we... Yes?
Talking about Mary, she asked about the word. There was theoretically outside of... was a mountain.
Yes.
Because they still lived under the law.
Mm-hmm.
If Joseph, the angel hadn't appeared to Joseph, it could have been a mountain.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Exactly right. So what are we going to do as a church? Be obedient. Each and every one. Amen. You know, sometimes we get to where we're, I don't want to do this. But sometimes, I mean, it's okay to be honest. But don't be so honest that you just don't do it. Amen. Exactly. Exactly. Be it unto me according to thy word. Let this cup, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So what he is meant... See, when Jesus went to the cross... God moved. God moved. He moved in ways we may never know unless he reveals it to us. When Mary received that word, God moved. Tonight, when you receive the word that the Holy Spirit is ministering, Sister Lisa, he might minister to you something I don't even know. When you receive that word, he's moving. He will never give you a word without the intention of moving in your behalf. When you say, I receive it, he goes, he's looking for someone to receive. He's looking for someone to have faith.
That's mine too.
And that's, yes, yep. It's mine. Yep. I take it. You know, when a minister is ministering, again, if I'm praying or ministering to Christian and Brother Jack, that I received that too. Amen? And Sister Terry said, I received it, Brother Larry. I receive it. All of us say, I receive it.
I receive it.
No. And that's the word I was trying to remember and Holy Spirit told you. How did you say that? Because he's not a respecter of person. If you say, Kim, I receive it, it's yours. You know, we say, well, he spoke it to Christian. It has our name on it. There you go. But you think about it. And I'm closing here. I'm seriously closing. He put all of your name on it. Even though he says Kim. Yes, sir. Thank you. He gave me a revelation. Why did he say Kim? Because he's getting her attention. And whenever he says Christian, you heard him say, you say Christian, that got your attention. The night that you received, whenever he spoke over Danielle, he got your attention. That's where you receive. He's getting our attention. Brother Larry, you are healed. Your wife received healing too because it got her attention. Your daughter received it. Yes. Yes. Looking for somebody. Yes. Yes. Could be. Could be. When you find it out, let me know. We'll look at it. Because Holy Spirit's ministry. I'm trying to. Jack, help me find that switch. No, we're not. Yes, sir, you're right. You're right. That's right. Yeah, we're usually on 27 and a half minutes or something like that. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Sir, can you read that when you get to it? Thank you.
I'm on the wrong side of the Bible.
I'm getting close to you that way.
2 Chronicles 16:9. Too many pages at one time. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, oh boy, thou shalt have wars.
Mm-hmm.
We could almost take that for today's society.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He's looking for faith. David said, This day, he told them what day it was going to be. Will God deliver you into my hand? So speak to that debt. Say, this day will God deliver me out of this debt. This mountain, this day, this mountain is being, saying to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Not doubting, but believing what I say, what you say, what we say is going to come to pass, it shall be done. If thou canst believe, all things. The mountain in your life will be removed. The giant, the spiritual giant, that Goliath, is coming down. When you wake up in the morning, you feel like that Goliath is up there, you say in the name of Jesus this day, the Lord has delivered you into my hands. Amen. And cut off with this right here. Cut off his head. And he's not going to be able to harm you. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you done, Father? Thank you, Father. Let's just praise him again. We praise you. We glorify you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your revelation. We thank you so much, sir, that you have entrusted us with your word. So we can use your word. We can read it, study it, believe it, receive it, and act on it by being a doer of the word, not hearers only. Father, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the prayer request tonight. Bexton is healed by the stripes that Jesus bore from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Axel is healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Anyone tonight that needs prayer, Father, we thank you that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes, yes, yes. And I just declare, Judy, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus from the top of your head. Sam, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of our feet. Father, we thank you, Father, for our court clerks, her family, that you're touching, you're ministering, you're sending ministering angels to her family to minister to them, the ministering salvation to them, ministering that everything's going to be okay in the name of Jesus, touching their hearts in the name of Jesus as only you can do. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.